The second attitude we must avoid is tolerance. Now, there's a heresy in 2020. Some of you had to have a deep breath after I said that. We're supposed to avoid tolerance. That's right. Tolerance can be a vice, not just a virtue. Now, when I say avoid tolerance, I do not mean you should be intolerant of Christians who disagree with you on minor issues. That's not what I mean. And I do not mean that you should be intolerant of your neighbors who don't share your values or your beliefs or your ethics. You should extend to them grace and warmth. But we must be intolerant of those who cause division in the church. One of the great mistakes Christians make in the name of grace is tolerating sin in her midst. So the Corinthians, in the name of grace, tolerated a man calling himself a Christian who was sleeping with his father's wife. In my experience, in our circle of churches, we do not tolerate sexual perversion. We do not tolerate forsaking the gathering of the saints. We discipline and exclude people who sin against God by refusing to give up drugs or by rejecting the doctrine of Christ. But I find that we are, myself included, too tolerant of divisive people. We let them spread their lies and their false teachings far too long. Titus tells us that divisive people are to be dealt with not immediately, but swiftly. Paul says to Titus, as for the person, this is the word of God, beloved, as for a person who stirs up division after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him. I believe it's the NASB, shun him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. Why don't we obey this passage as promptly as we are called to do? Let me give you four reasons. One cultural and three textual. Four reasons why we do not obey this passage as quickly as we ought.